Sam, well, what is it?
Nothing, Dad. Everything's fine.
Oh, okay.
Angela, help!
Please allow me. Angela!
Tony, what's the matter?
I don't know.
I'm in big trouble, Angela.
The printer messed up the concert tickets.
No, the mock-up is terrific.
Ridgemont College Rockfest 91 featuring no one?
That's my problem. I've got two great warm-up bands, but I can't find a headliner. And I've got this local group, The Resistance, on hold. But I'd love to find a bigger name, so...
You want to know if I have any connections through my agency?
Well, you know, I could make a call.
No offense, Dad, but I don't think the kids want to see Vic Damone. Angela, think.
Well, I work with a lot of studio musicians, but no real names. Oh, what about that woman who sings a State Farm commercial? You know, and like a good neighbor, State Farm. No, that wouldn't be good.
Did I mention I could make a phone call?
Well, hi, guys.
Mona, my savior. Mona, I need a rock star.
Honey. They'll just take you on the road, make you get a tattoo, and buy you leather brassieres. Oh, sure, it sounds good, but it's no life for you.
I don't want to date one.
Good. Leather makes you sweat.
Oh, look here, 43 across. Someone who knows people in the music business. Let's see, three letters, starts with a D, ends with a D.
Dad.
D-A-D, Dad, that's right, that's it. Look, all I'm saying is I happen to know somebody in the business.
You mean that guy that I met at your high school reunion?
Exactamundo, Angela, exactly. Steve Mueller, he's a big-time concert promoter. Hey, for my high school graduation, he got us Herman's Hermits. Well, you know, Mrs. Brown, you got a lovely daughter. There's a kind of hush all over the world. I'm Anna Reed, the 8th I am.
And you make fun of the music I like?
Look, all I'm saying is, this guy's a big-time promoter.
Well, do you really think there's a shot?
Well, there might be a shot. Hey, let's give him a call. What do you say? You know, last time I saw him at my high school reunion, he went on and on about this favor he says he owes me from high school. Something about me saving him from a bully.
That is so like you.
I know. Now, Steve Mueller, please. Tell him Tony M is calling. It's my nickname from high school. There were 38 other Tonys. Hey, Steve. It's right. It's the Tonester. How are you? Hey, listen, man. I'm going to take you up on that favor you offered me. Yeah, because my daughter is promoting a big rock concert at Ridgemont College this Saturday, and we need a band. Well, no, we're open to suggestions. What do you got in mind? Wilson Phillips. Or the Monkees? Sammy, get the Monkees!
Dad, Wilson Phillips!
Are you sure? With a Monkees?
Wilson Phillips! Okay.
There's a time for love and a time for living. Take a chance and face the wind. An open road and a road that's hidden. A brand new life for a brand new life around the bend.
Ooh, Sam, look at this, a real recording studio, huh? Hey, think of all the famous people that have worked here, huh? Hey, Sam, look, it's Rod Stewart.
No, Dad, I don't think so.
Are you kidding me? I'd know him anywhere. Shh, he's coming in here. Boy, that guy could use another hit, huh?
Hey, Tony!
How
are you?
Good
to see ya.
Hey, Steve, this is my daughter Sam. Sam, Steve Mueller.
Hi.
Hey, Sam. So you're the big rock promoter, huh?
I just want to warn you, this business has got its ups and its downs.
Whoa, you're telling us. Rod Stewart just went in a men's room with a plunger.
So, Tony, you still singing with that group of yours? What was the name? The Dial Tones?
No, not the Dial Tones, the Dream Tones. Oh, we broke up a couple of years ago.
Yeah, that's too bad, because you guys were pretty good.
Really, Steve? You think so? I mean, you're a professional. You see a lot of good groups. You know, I can get the guys together real fast. We come down here with...
Tony, I was being polite.
We're all very excited about Wilson Phillips. We're just a little concerned about the price, and we're not so sure we could afford them.
Listen, fortunately, this is not about money. Bands like Wilson Phillips, they always got to try out new stuff, and you got a young, hip college crowd.
Oh, the youngest and the hippest. I should know. I go there. not much of a selling point, huh?
I'll overlook it, all right? Hey. Now, look, I reviewed the facts you sent me, okay? Tony, will you stop it?
I'm sorry.
About the school and the facilities, it all looks pretty good. I don't see why this can't happen.
Great, great. Well, should we get something in writing?
I'd love to, but the girls are all out of town.
Oh, it's just I need something to take back to the committee.
Sam, come on now, Sam. This is a friend doing a friend a favor.
Well, you know, I'm sorry, but that's not the way things work on this level. Mm-hmm. Maybe you should go with your local band.
Oh, wait. Let's not be hasty here. There must be some way we can confirm this.
Well...
Hey, how about calling one of the girls?
I guess I could call China.
Oh, boy, let's call China. What's the number? I'll dial.
No. I'll do it, all right? Listen... Besides, the possibilities of her being home, that's about a million to... China! Dial! You're home!
Damn, it's China! China Phillips! Do you know her mama and papa were the mamas and the papas? And that's not all. That's not all. Her stepsister is Mackenzie Phillips of TV's One Day at a Time, eh? Why have this music business? Why, you know what, eh?
China says they'll do it!
Just like that?
Just like that.
Yes. It was a pleasure doing business with you. So you and the girls can make it for a sound check on Friday afternoon?
Friday it is. I gotta go.
Steve, thanks,
all
buddy.
Thanks, Dad. You still got it.
I know.
A little higher. Perfect.
Oh, Angela, look at that. Look at that. You know what that is, James? It's a big W.
Thanks. I might have missed it.
You know what that W stands for, Angela? That W stands for Wilson, which is the last name of Carney and Wendy. And they are the offspring of a very famous Beach Boy. Can you name that Beach Boy, Angela?
Zeppo.
You're giving me bad vibrations there, Angela.
Dad, have you heard from Steve? I thought they'd be here by now.
Well, is he more than an hour late?
No.
Well, then he's on time. Rock and roll time. Jump back. Kiss myself. Wow.
Hey, tickets are selling like hotcakes.
What tickets? We've been sold out for days.
I know. That's why I had a few extras printed up.
Come on. You're selling fake tickets to this concert?
All I got left is rear balcony.
Hey, Sam, I've got a message from Steve for you.
Steve called? What'd he say?
Wilson Phillips can't make it.
Can't make it? What do you mean they can't make it?
Today! They can't make it today!
Oh. But they'll be here for the concert tomorrow, right?
Well, Steve said he's 99.9%...
That's not good enough! I want 100%!
Okay, 100!
Steve said that?
No, I did!
Sam! He's just a messenger.
I knew this was too good to be true. When Steve didn't sign that contract, I should have known.
Guess I better go unload these balcony seats before people find out there's no Wilson Phillips. And no balcony.
Listen. Hold on here. Steve is a friend of mine. He wouldn't let us down.
What do you think, Angela?
I think it's time to call your backup.
My thought exactly. It's a good thing I still have the resistance on hold.
I'm pretty sure you can't get them either.
How sure?
100%. I canceled them this morning.
What?
Well, they had another job offer, Sam, and they needed an immediate answer. You weren't there, so I told them to take it. You know that lead singer of theirs, he's a heck of a guy. Did you know that Wart is not his Christian name? Sam, I'm sorry. Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine.
Well, no, you don't seem okay.
No, Dad,
Sam.
Really, I'm
no,
fine.
No, but if you're angry, Sam, let it out. It's not good to hold these things in.
How could you do this to me? Everything would have been fine if you just minded your own business, but no, not my dad. Because of you, I've sold every one of these seats, and my headlining act is a W and a P.
You You know, none of this would have happened if she would have just went with the monkeys.
The Seven Brothers, just like you. That's why they call me to make it
sick. Dave, get out of here. We gotta talk.
Hey, Tom, we're working here. Can't this wait?
No, this can't wait. We gotta talk right now.
Hey, could you do something? Could you do something about that microphone? I'm scaring myself here. Thank you.
Can you make this quick? I'm trying to do a rap here.
Hey, you forgot your voice.
All right, you. You promised me Wilson Phillips. And what's worse, I promised him to my daughter. Now, are you going to be there? Yes or no?
Wilson Phillips is looking real iffy.
No, iffy was not one of the choices. Now, look, I saw you talk to China. She said yes. Wait a minute, you didn't talk to China, did you?
Steve. Look, I had to fake the call. You backed me in a corner and I needed to buy some more time.
Buy some more time for what?
I thought I could pull it off. If I got those guys, this would have put me on the map as a promoter.
But wait a minute, I thought you were on the map as a promoter.
I am, with Dylan, Sting, holding their lunch.
Wait a minute, you're a gopher?
I'm not a gopher, I'm the head gopher.
Excuse me for not kneeling.
Look, Tony, I'm sorry. The last thing I wanted to do was let you down. It's my fault.
You're right.
Got in over my head, trying to be the big shot.
Yeah.
You know, the big hero.
Oh, yeah.
The man of the hour.
Yeah, yeah.
The guy who steps in and saves the day.
Oh, boy.
I can't expect a guy like you to understand that.
Oh, Steve, actually, I can. I mean, I wanted to be the big hero for my daughter. I guess I did some things I shouldn't have. Oh, this is all my fault.
You know, you're right, Tone. How could you stoop so low? I'm surprised at you, you know? You never changed.
Music business stinks.
I don't know. Last year, I made $2.5 million.
The city is bad. You'll be mad. So what if I say
yes, you can.
Here, honey, any luck?
Not yet. I'm making one more phone call, and I'm keeping my fingers crossed. Hi, yes, this is Samantha Maselli calling for Vic Damone. No message, thanks.
Hey, Mona.
Hey, Al.
Hey, Al, I didn't think you were gonna make it. Where's the rest of the band?
We split up. I went acoustic. Write more about my personal life.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
All right. Hey, Ange.
Hello.
Broke up the band, went acoustic. I'm writing more about my personal life. I'm writing more about my personal life.
Very personal.
Yeah, and if you play it backwards, it's, well, duh.
I got more. This was brand new, right?
Oh, good.
I'm on my bike, driving to Sam's. She wants me to audition for this big concert. I get to her house, I play her something. I don't have an ending for this yet. You like it?
Very different. Doesn't rhyme, it doesn't have a melody, but then I get so tired of rhyme, melody.
You know, Al, I'm afraid your sound would just get lost in a big auditorium. I think you need a more quiet, personal setting.
Hey, you know, you're right. You know, I do my best work in the subway.
And if you want to go electric, you just stand on the third rail.
Thanks anyway, Al. This is it, guys. I'm officially sunk. I mean, it's too late to get another band. Thank you, Dad. Thank you very much.
Well, honey, you have a right to be upset. Your father made a mistake.
A really big mistake. I mean, a humongous mistake.
Yes, he erred humongously. But Sam, parents aren't always perfect. Once in a while, they'll let you down. They'll promise you things that they can't deliver. They won't always get you everything you want for Christmas. They'll forget to order you that cake that you really like for your birthday. So, promise to come to your school play. End up in some men's strip joint. With a fistful of dollar bills. And when you come to them with tears in your eyes looking for an explanation...
Ah, let it go.
Anyway, you get my point. When was the last time your father made a promise he couldn't keep? That's what I thought.
Mm. Not a bad track record for 18 years, huh?
Al, are you crying?
Ever since I went acoustic, I'm much more in touch with my feelings.
Hi, everybody. Hey, Al, what's with him?
He's gone acoustic.
Where have you been all day?
Well, I was out, looking for another headliner for Sam's concert. I didn't have much luck, though. Although I did find one group that was ready, willing, and able.
He's sorry, won't you please accept his apology?
The Dream Tones?
Well, I know we're not Wilson Phillips, Sam, but I had to scrape the bottom of the barrel. That's what I came up with, you know.
What do you mean, bottom of the barrel?
We're better than Wilson Pickett.
No, it's not Wilson
Pickett. Get out of here.
Hold on, wait a minute, guys. Don't go yet. Sam, I did the best I could. Well, what do you say?
What can I say, Dad? I mean, from Wilson Phillips to Tony and the Dream Tones? How lucky can I get?
Sam, you mean it? You're really terrific, Sam. We'll do a good job for you, promise, right?
I got whoa. I got the ending of my song, right? Then Tony comes in with four old dudes. And I don't get the job. Boo-hoo.
But due to circumstances beyond our control, Wilson Phillips can't be here tonight. Guys, please. We've got someone else, okay? In fact, you could kind of sort of maybe say that their music is like the roots of rock and roll. So please put your hands together for those deans of doo-wop, Tony and the Dream Tones. Yay!
I got a bad feeling about this.
Oh, don't worry. Hey, we're entertainers. We'll win them over.
Kill them!
See, they're coming around already. All right, boys, what do you say? Let's chime down.
Remember,
our love is in the past.
Better past.
Why did it go so fast?
Better past.
Why couldn't our love last?
May last. Wop. Red, wop.
I'm broken hearted now. Since she has spotted now. My mind wanders now and then. Remember then.
Then.
memory, memory, memory.
Hold me tight and don't let go. 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 Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. You've been a terrific audience, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Sorry, Sam. Looks like we cleared the place.
Oh, no, Dad. They stayed for most of it. I think it was your salute to the harmonic cats that sent them packing. But, hey, I'm still here.
Hey, I think somebody in back's holding up a lighter.
Well, you know what that means, don't you?
Encore!
No, no.
They're gonna torch the place.
Hey, ladies, come in here. We got a new dream tone. You gotta hear this, Come in. Ready? Ready, guys? Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Bomba ba bomba 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 ba bomba ba bomba dang a dang dang a ding a dong dang. Blue moon.
A bit, eh? This feeling's killing me.
Oh, shucks.
I wouldn't stop for $1 million.
I love you so.
Oh, well, hold me tight and don't let go. 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 Yeah.